In our parasha, Parashas Vayishlach, we learn of the battle that took place between Yaakov and the Malach, the Sora Shel Esav, the Malach of Esav. And the Gemara, Masechta Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, when it describes this battle, says, Melamed Sha'olu Avak, the dust, as they were holding battle, reached at Kisei HaKavod. And of course, we need to understand what does it mean that it reached, the dust reached to Kisei HaKavod. We also know that the Malach says to Yaakov Avinu, V'yoymel shalcheinu ki'ola ha'shachar, let me go, the morning has come up, V'yoymel lo ha'shlachacha ki'eh barachtoni. And Yaakov says to him, I won't let you go until you give me a bracha. V'yoymel ma'ashimcha, and he says to him, what is your name? V'yoymel lo Yaakov, V'yoymel oit shimcha. Your name will not be anymore Yaakov Kim Yisrael, Kisarisa Imalkim Vamnoshim Vatuchal. And of course we know that Chazal say that the reason the Malach was so anxious to be able to let go was because his time for come to say Shira was that moment. And here too we need to understand what is the explanation that specifically at that very moment, Never before did this Malach have to come say Shira. And we of course need to understand what is the bracha of that your name will no longer be Yaakov, your name will be Yisrael. How is that understood to be a bracha? The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph explains the chart Kvareba in a Sefer Nezi Yisrael says that we have to serve Hashem, b'chol avavcha, says the Gemara, b'shnei yitzrecha, b'di yetzah toif, and the yetzah hara. And how do we understand when the Gemara says that we serve Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha with our yetzah toif and yetzah hara? Of course, we need our yetzah toif to do the will of Hashem, the rotzen Hashem. But how is the yetzah hara a vehicle for avoidas Hashem? The answer is, explains the chart of a Rebbe, that's exactly what makes Klai Yisrael and what makes an individual to be an Oyver Hashem. An Oyver Hashem serves Hashem with whatever talent he has and whatever situation he has, with whatever is involved in his life, he serves Hashem that way. B'shnei Yitzrecha. Yaakov Avinu showed us that the avak, the dust, the place where we walk, the place where we talk, and the place where we live our everyday lives are also part of avodas Hashem. Melamed sh'olu avak, the dust, the feet where they walk. There's no avak, there's no dust in a beis medrash. There's no avak in a beis haknesses. Yaakov Avinu taught us that is what we're supposed to do. It's supposed to reach our everyday lives, have to reach the Kisei HaKavod. The Sarei Shel Esav, which of course represents the Yetzer Hara, was announcing and saying that when I, the Yetzer Hara, are being used for avodas Hashem, then I have achieved what I have to achieve. I have achieved that I too now become a vehicle for avodas Hashem. And that's why whenever I reach this accomplishment, it's time for me to say Shira. When does a Malach say Shira? A Malach says Shira when he has reached the goal for which he has been brought to this world. And that's taking it one step further, the bracha that he gave. Yaakov is a much more limited sense of avodas Hashem. Yaakov represents that, yes, when you're directly serving Hashem, you're coming to a tremendous madrega. But that isn't enough. We need to come to avodas Hashem. We have to come to that madrega in all of our life. In the 24 hours and the 7 days of the week that we live, should all be one long continuation of avodas Hashem. And the pasuk says, What is the shira that a Jew has to write? So of course, the shira that a Jew has to write is the Sefer Torah. But really what the shira means is that our lives are a life of Torah. That every moment of our life is an extension of Avodas Hashem. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says, Chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoisim ha-malachei ha-sharis. Klal Yisrael is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Malachim. She Yisrael ayim shira b'chol shah. We have the ability to say shira every moment of our life. U'malachei ha-sharis ein ayim shira el pamachs b'yoy. Malachim say shira only once a day. Amri lay, some say pamachs b'shana. B'shabbos once a week. Vamalei pamachs b'yovel once every 50 years. Vamalei pamachs b'olam once in their existence. Because a malach's existence, unlike the existence of a human being, is so much more limited. Our existence is an existence where we can have every moment of our lives permeated with kedusha. We could bring kedusha, we could bring Torah, we could bring tahara into every moment of our lives. And therefore, every moment of our life is a moment of Shira. The Malach doesn't have that opportunity to bring Kedusha and Torah into every moment in their lives. And now we can understand, as the parasha begins, Yaakov Avinu notifies Esav, because he tells his messengers, V'yitzav oisam lemar, koisomru la'adoni la'esav, go notify Esav, And Rashi says, and of course, all the Mefarshim ask, is that something that really Esav needs to know? Is that something that really Esav cares about? Is that something that impresses Esav, that Yaakov lived a life of Taryag Mitzvahs? Yaakov Avinu was sending Esav a message. You believe that I don't deserve Olam Hazeh. You believe that our father, Yitzchak, so to speak, made a deal. You, Esav, will have Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov will have Olam Haba. You, Esav, will have the Gashmias, and I, Yaakov, will have the Ruchnias. And now you see that I, Baruch Hashem, have Gashmias, that I've been successful in all aspects of my life. And you don't understand. How did that happen? What happened to the arrangement that our father made? So Yaakov told him, I'll tell you what happened. Taryag mitzvah shamarti. I brought mitzvahs, I brought Torah, I brought Avodas Hashem into every moment of my life. And if I brought that into every moment of my life, then there is no gashmias. Everything is ruchnias. And if everything is ruchnias, the arrangement is that I get the ruchnias. So there's no more dichotomy. There's Gashmias, there's Ruchnias, there's a Beis Medrash, and there's outside the Beis Medrash. It's all a Beis Medrash. Wherever I go, wherever I do, wherever I live, it's all, every moment of my life is Ruchnias, is Avodas Hashem. And that's why Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, every moment of my life I brought this Kedusha and Tahara, and that's why I deserve to have everything.